Now, let's get to Gimel Talmud Tav Shin Yud. Then actually, after that, we'll backtrack 9 years before that, the Tav Shin Aleph, the first Talmud that the Rebbe came to America and then came to New York. On Gimel Talmud Tav Shin Yud, which is the first Gimel Talmud of the Rebbe's Nesias, the Rebbe issued a very special letter. This is a letter that has been printed already in Likutei Sichos Chelek Yud Aleph, and later it went into the series, into the Svarim of Idrus Kedush. This is a very famous letter. We won't go through the whole letter now, but we'll just mention one nekuda of it. This is the famous letter where the Rebbe says, "Rabim hamechapsim mevayrim milas gedulas mesiach chabad bechlal." There are many that are searching to try to describe what is the greatness of mesiach chabad in general, and especially our nasi, the Friedrich Rebbe, kveidushes meir bechamiyadim. In other words, at this time, shortly after Yud Shvat, everyone's trying to depict the greatness of the Friedrich Rebbe. And each one, the Rebbe says, is describing the Friedrich Rebbe in different terms. One person is calling him, he's an Ish Mesiras Nefesh. Another person is calling him, he's a Goyim. Another person saying, you know what, he's a Baal Midas. Fourth person says, he's a Tzaddik. Fifth, another person says, he's Ruach, a Baal Ruach HaKedesh. He has Ruach HaKedesh. Another one says, the Rebbe goes through a whole list of different things that people say. Another person says, he's Melumet Benissim, he's able to perform miracles, and so on and so on. The Rebbe says, the truth is, many of these people who are saying these things don't even fully appreciate what they're saying without learning Chassidus. When we learn Chassidus, we can then appreciate what does it mean when we call someone Ish Mesiras Nefesh. And if someone learns a few Maimari Chassidus, a few Maimarim of Mesiras Nefesh, you have a whole deeper, greater appreciation. What does it mean, Mesiras Nefesh? We have right in the beginning of Tanya, this Tzaddik, and Alter Rebbe says, it's Tzaddik B'Shem Mamlushal, and it's the real Tayyar Tzaddik. Times we can learn in Nigla, we can learn in Gemara, Tzaddik. It says many times Tzaddik in Gemara. And you have the whole belt learning tzaddik. They really don't understand what a tzaddik is. Till you learn chassidus, till you learn tanya, tanya. The Rebbe tells you, you know really what a tzaddik is. It's a mamash, an unbelievable thing, and it gives you the whole level of what a tzaddik is. So the Rebbe says the truth. All these titles that they're giving the Friedrich Rebbe, really they don't even themselves know exactly what they're saying without learning chassidus. In other words, the depth. Really, what does it mean? Ish mesiras nefesh. What does it mean? Agoin. What does it mean? Bal ruach hakeidish. What does it mean? Malubet benisim a tzaddik and so on. But the Rebbe says, nevertheless, they're all right. Everyone is correct. However, they're all missing the point. They're all saying things that are true. Of course, he's a Mesiras Nefesh, and he's a Goyin, and he's a Baal Midas, and he's a Tzaddik, and he has Ruach HaKedesh, and he's able to perform miracles. These things are all true. However, everyone's missing the mark. They're off. Ikir Chasar Khan, the main thing is missing. And the Rebbe gets into the whole Arichas that what is the Ikir, of course, that he's a Rebbe, that he's a Nasi. And a Nasi is something that's totally unique, that's in Gansen Hecha, totally higher than this whole Inyan, and all these titles. A Nasi is the Nasi Hadei, that all the Hashpois go from him. And the Rebbe says, the Rebbe then continues that there are different levels of Nasiim, and how they are Mashpia to the people. And a Nasi Chabad was a Nasi Hadei, he's Mashpia in everything. He's Mashpia Begashmi, is Beruchni, is Betrimi, is Ubechitzeni, is Ubemakif, and so on. And therefore the Rebbe concludes, the connection of the Rebbe with Yidden, and especially those that have an outward connection to the Rebbe, Chassidim and so on, is Bechol Taryag Ivrei Nefesh VeGuf Amet Kusharim. This encompasses all Taryag Ivrei Nefesh VeGuf. We know that our bodies have 613 Evarim. Our neshamas also have 613 parts corresponding to the Taryag Ivrei HaGuf and so on, which means every aspect of our existence, the Gashmias, every aspect of our existence, Beruchnias, are connected to the Rebbe and get the Hashpa from the Rebbe. When we do a Inyan Gashmi, the Hashpa is from the Rebbe. We eat breakfast, we have Hashpa, it's the Hashpa of the Rebbe. We learn a Maimach Siddis, it's Hashpa from the Rebbe. Our families, our health, our life, whatever, any facet of our existence is connected to the Rebbe and comes from the Rebbe, because this is a Nasi Hadeir and a Shama Klolis, that everything goes through him. This is the Leisha of the day. In other words, that's what the Rebbe is pointing out. That the Rebbe, he's stuck, of course he's a Tzaddik. Of course he's a Baal Midis, a Goyin, a Mesiras Nefesh, Baal Ruach HaKedesh, that's all true. But that's not what he is. That's not unique what a Rebbe is. A Rebbe is the Leisha of the day, the Neshama HaKlolis, and he gives the Hashpa. Every facet of our existence comes from the Rebbe. Again, the Rebbe, this is a letter dated Gimel Talmud Tav Shin Yud.